the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we've got schedules and playoffs and a whole lot more.
Oh, my.
It's a Sam Houston Race Park Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe and America's favorite clowns. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Probably best to text that. It's me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master, back in studio, he whose name we shall not speak, keeping us on air out here at the racetrack. And lots
the old double dipper.
That's right. And lots of other ways to get in touch with the show. You can hit us up on Facebook. Just find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, and at Degenerates 975. There you go.
All right.
We're ready to rock and
show's
roll.
Over.
Out here at Sam Houston Race Park.
Oh, sure.
For a Friday night. Yes, it's so good to be back out here. And at Jungle Fever, by the way, forgot to mention that. We haven't been here in a while. I freaking love it out here. And when we got here.
This is your second home.
This is my second home. And
maybe even your first home.
Maybe so. I probably have spent more time here than I have in the place I live now. In fact, I know I have. That's not even up for debate.
Where have you slept more times?
Well, I've slept in my car in the parking lot a few times.
That's what I was thinking.
So, yeah.
Does that bum you out about your new car? It's not really built for sleeping in?
Well, let's be honest. It's not sleeping. It's passing out.
Right.
So, theoretically.
Like your old car, you could pass out comfortably in that.
Yeah. Actually, when you put the seat back, I'm pretty sure I could. I have not tried that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I will at some point. And, I think it'll work just fine.
Okay.
You know, it's. I could be wrong.
What are the races looking like tonight?
I like the races tonight. Love the races tomorrow night, actually. Tomorrow night, there's a real big race here. And in the first race, I've got an angle that has worked really well for me over the years, so I'm pretty excited about tomorrow night's card, but tonight's card's very solid. So the cool thing about tonight, 50-cent beer, $1.50 wine, starts at 6 o'clock, so you can come out, get your drink on, enjoy the races. Quarter horse racing, which if you've never had a chance to experience, is pretty cool. Plus, they have simulcasts if you're only a thoroughbred person.
I mean, you know pretty much instantly if you won or not. That's what I love about those.
Oh, yeah. It's
the quarter horses.
It is. It's an ADD type of thing.
Then you know me.
Exactly. So a little bit going on in the sports world today. But we should probably start with the schedule since we didn't get to dive into it too much.
Are we going to do the thing where we go through and say win, loss?
We can.
Okay.
If you want to.
We've got yellers.
Yeah.
Horse yellers.
Well. They,
I'll never understand the yelling at a horse through a TV.
Well, sometimes he can hear you.
I don't think so.
You hear how loud they are, right?
Yeah.
That's only in Arkansas. I'm pretty sure in Arkansas they could hear them yelling.
Maybe.
Yeah, my boys over there are having a pretty good run, so that one didn't sound like it went well.
Yeah, there's no celebrating and high-fiving after.
So yesterday, we got called clowns and fools and everything else.
Of course.
Which
rightfully so.
I think he's right, although I have one beef with that guy, because, well, more than one beef.
Okay.
Because if you recall, Jesus said that whoever says you fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
Well, maybe he is in danger of hellfire.
I'd say
good.
No, I think if he's calling us clowns and fools, I think he's kind of telling Jesus to stuff it. That's the impression
maybe
I get.
Is.
What kind of person does that?
I mean, a fool
or
a clown.
Exactly.
You know what I don't like? I don't. This is probably my least favorite thing about doing the show on the road.
Yeah,
is the way we're set up. Like I have to make an effort to look at you.
Yeah,
and I feel like I'm talking to no one. And I feel like this show is built on discussion. Like just a couple dudes talking.
It's like sitting at the bar, except. You know, because you have computers in front of you and stuff, it's not quite as easy as it is at the bar.
It's very awkward.
Because the bar, you can kind of turn sideways like so, put the beer in front of you.
Right.
Yeah. Can't really do that
it
here.
It doesn't work that way here.
Well, it's not just here. It's most places that we do
most
shows.
Places. But I that's why I always bitch about doing the show on the road, because it makes it hard for me to have real communication with you, Fred.
See, I like being out on the road. It's just we've been out so much lately. We were out Monday, and then that was coming off of Vegas. The only thing I don't like about it is that we really can't get into phone calls, which is why we took more than usual the last couple of days to kind of get caught up and give people a chance to get involved in the conversation. So, you know, there's other ways to do it, though. Twitter, text, Facebook, that's pretty much it. But that's the only thing I don't like is that if, you know, guy who calls us clowns wanted to call in and call us clowns, we can't really talk to him.
Right.
And I like talking to people like that because it gives us something to have fun with.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. If you're into concerts tomorrow night, Parmalee. Are you familiar with Parmalee?
Not familiar with Parmalee.
I'm not familiar with Parmalee either.
But if they make music, then, you know, and you like music, then this is your place.
And you like gambling and beer and people yelling at TVs to see if the horse will respond to them, this is your place to come.
Okay.
Yeah, this first floor is... I've spent so much time down here sitting at that table right over there with a whole bunch of degenerates over the years. There were days where we were out here every single day and just pumping away until it was time to go to work.
Yeah.
I miss those days. Of course, a lot of times I went to work. I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, big deal.
You win, you buy for people. That's
right.
That's the karma thing. Anytime you win, you buy a round of drinks. And that could get expensive too, but 713.
Is there like a limit on how big of a win it has to be for that to work?
It has to be a win that, you know, either gets you back to even or you go to the IRS window or it's one of those where you're walking out of here with money no matter what.
Okay.
So not just, I hit $100 exacta. I'm going to buy it for
that doesn't cut it.
No, not unless the whole table's cold as ice and you just kind of feel like doing something nice.
You're just trying to help them out.
Yeah, because you're probably going to buy them beers anyway, so you might as well make it look like it was because of that. It's like, I hit this, so I'll buy you guys a round. But for the most part... Now, you get a big score, you share. Robert wants to know if it's time to put Johnny Manziel in the Deadpool.
I don't know about that, but you could put Johnny Manziel's career in that pool. I think that's a guaranteed winner.
Are we at all surprised by anything that comes out about this guy anymore?
No.
Do we care is the second part, because I sure don't. I mean, I'm not really surprised that he would trash a room and leave a bunch of drug stuff.
$30,000+ in damage, allegedly. I mean, this is... Again, I'm not surprised. I know you're not surprised. This is John, and I'm guessing he's lost his agent because he's supposed to keep his nose clean and make a big decision this week, and he's clearly unable to do that. So he's a mess.
Hey, if you're interested, 3 hockey plays tonight.
Okay.
My big play is Detroit, which I think is +115. I am betting on your Predators, which I believe is +135.
All right.
And the over in the Islanders-Panthers game.
Okay.
The Panthers goalie, Roberto Luongo, is now 0 for his last 7 playoff games, and the Islanders are playing with a backup goalie. And last night they put up 9 goals, and this is the second of a back-to-back, so I fully expect it to be a similar type of game. And 2-0 so far on my hockey betting. Bet the Sharks in the over last night. So those are the plays. If you're interested in doing something degenerate-wise, betting on hockey is about as degenerate as it gets.
I want to do a list next. And Roto World listed the NFL's best GMs.
Oh, okay.
For 2016, 1 through 28. They didn't put in the new hires, so...
That's fair.
Browns, Lions, Titans, Eagles. You're safe for now. But we'll see where the hometown boys rank, and if there's anybody on this list that sort of surprises you.
I wonder where Jerry Jones ranks.
Well,
that's one I'll be curious to find out.
All right.
A couple people asking about Arkansas Derby tomorrow. I like a long shot in there. The one horse, Discreetness, at 20-1 to hit the board. So if you're playing that tomorrow and want to make some money, I like that. And the 8, Whitmore, who's 9-2. I'm going to beat the favorite. So that's my Arkansas Derby stuff. That's it. That gets my gambling out of the way. 409S, is it bad parenting taking your kids to horse racing? Not at all.
This is a kid-friendly place.
Very kid-friendly place. They've got a game room down here where the kids can play. It's a nice setup. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And any minute now we're going to be talking to our buddy Raheel, which I think
What's Raheel got going on?
Raheel's golfing, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Which,
are his people golfers?
Well, yeah, they have some pretty nice golf courses in the desert.
Okay.
I think they do.
As far as you know.
Yeah, I've not been. I can't really speak to that.
You know, speaking of Raheel, I got an email from one of our salespeople, and it made me feel good. She said, this is from Nicole, who's the new salesperson, the new sales girl.
Yeah.
She's doing a fundraiser. She's a lady football player. I learned that at the party at Gal's house a couple weeks ago.
I did not know that.
She's a lady football player, and
what position does she play? She's kind of a tall thing.
She is tall. I'm not sure what position she plays.
Kind of like a wide receiver body.
But they
like.
Have a game going where it's the blondes versus the brunettes.
Okay.
And it's a fundraising game, and they're fundraising for Alzheimer's.
Okay, that's a cool thing.
And she had Raheel talk about it on his show this morning. But apparently all the guys who coach the team would rather hear about it on the Blitz. So she said she would ask us, and I'm gonna come through for her here.
Very cool.
If you want to donate, you can go to bvbhouston.org, bvbhouston.org. Click donate and click brunettes. Do not donate to the blondes, even if that's the thought. Like, your initial reaction is, "Oh, I'm gonna give money to blonde chicks."
No, don't give money to blonde women.
No, it's a recipe that we've tried for years, and it just doesn't work.
They
so
never delivered.
Donate to the brunette chicks.
Yeah.
And there you go. There you go, Nicole.
That's very cool. I'm going to have to.
Of me?
Well, very cool of that they're doing that.
Oh.
And,
I thought you were saying I was just being cool.
No. I mean, it was cool. It's cool to mention that, too, because people will actually hear it on our show.
Right.
So.
Zing.
That. Hey, man. Just saying. Adam asks, if my girlfriend and I come up there tonight, can you show us the ropes? If you get here before 7, I'll be happy to. I'm only here until 7 tonight. And then the next time I'm out here for live racing, I think, is next week, although I'm a little nervous. That's why I was asking John, because I cut a promo, and it was talking about come see me and Parmalee. Well, that's tomorrow night, and at no point have anyone told me I'm supposed to be out here tomorrow night, and we've not given anything away. So if that's the case,
guess you'll find out.
Yeah, so we're checking on that, but I know I'm out here next Saturday.
Okay.
All right, speaking of Raheel Ramzanali, he's on the line. He's out at Edwin Watts doing his golf thing. What's up, Raheel?
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing out there at the race park?
We're living, man. I was asking Fred, are your people golfers?
Not really. My people aren't golfers, being 30-year-olds. Or are you talking about Pakistanis?
I'm talking about Pakistanis.
I know, I'm just messing with you. No, not really. I think a few are, but it's not big. I think we're more cricket guys.
Cricket. Is that the only sport there, or cricket and soccer?
No, cricket, soccer, field hockey's huge. And judo. Actually, we're really good at judo.
Are you good at judo?
No, I'm not good at judo at all. I'm horrible at judo.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Yeah. Well, what's going on at Edwin Watts, my man?
Yeah, man, right here at Edwin Watts, 5395 Westheimer, just west of the Galleria, for their huge tent sale. Stay big on club, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Try and buy the hot new 2016 products. Also, vendor reps are on site each day, today and tomorrow. Take $30 off fairways and hybrids, $199 and up, $50 off drivers, $299 and up, and $100 off iron sets, $499 and up. Some manufacturing restrictions may apply. If you can't make it out today, swing in tomorrow. See what I did there? Swing in tomorrow also for the huge tent sale, the Edwin Watts tent sale, today and tomorrow only. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. They have shoes on sale, and those shoes, 20% off of that. 20% off apparel, 20% off golf bags. Some restrictions apply. It's a good time. We got Monica and Matt in the house just hanging out here today until 5 o'clock. And then, of course, the sale goes till tomorrow.
All right, Raheel, enjoy your time out there, my man.
Thanks, brother.
Work on that judo, by the way.
Yeah, you need to up your judo game. How did he get Matt and Monica? That's usually who's out here with us at the track.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
We got Kirsten. She doesn't want to be here. I can already tell.
We're going to take a very quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to text the show, or you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, any of those things. Okay, clarification, I will not be here tomorrow night.
Okay,
I'm here next Saturday night, which I'm very much looking forward to. It's weird how I freak out over stuff because I had to cut one of those little things that you hear that run on the station, the little 15-second. Join me, Fred Fowler, at Sam Houston Race Park and see the band Parmalee. And then I saw, okay, that's tomorrow night. So,
yeah, so
my immediate assumption was, oh, bleep, I'm supposed to be here tomorrow night and nobody told me. So we just have the wrong band. So I'll have to cut a new one when we get back on Monday.
Lamont said, this is wild. AJ just asked the Raheel about his people when he could have just asked Fred. Here's the thing, though. Raheel is pure in his blood. Fred is he's a mixed breed.
I'm a half.
And Fred loves golfing, but that's probably his white half.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have gotten a true evaluation from asking Fred.
And it's not really fair because my people came over two generations before I was born. Well, one generation before I was born. So I don't really have knowledge of it. He just got back from Dubai. He should know all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you have a list.
That's why I asked Raheel.
So you have a list for the people.
Right.
No.
The NFL's best GMs ranked 1 through 28.
Okay.
I'll start at the bottom.
All right.
Because that's where the fun is. The worst, number 28. And this doesn't count. Paul DePodesta of the Browns, Bob Quinn of the Lions, John Robinson of the Titans, Howie Roseman of the Eagles. Not qualified
See,
to make this
that,
list.
That's not fair because Howie Roseman was the GM until last year when he got kicked upstairs. He should be ranked.
I know. I don't disagree with that, but we're gonna
right, we'll play by their rules.
We're playing by their rules.
All right,
they didn't
enough.
Rank them. Number 28. So the worst, Mike Tannenbaum, Miami Dolphins.
Well, I guess of the guys who still have jobs. All right. That seems harsh, but okay.
Okay. This one's a little strange to me, too. Thomas Dimitroff and Scott Pioli of the Falcons, 27.
That seems way too low for me. I know that they've had a couple of not-so-good seasons, but that seems a little that seems low.
Tom Telesco of the Chargers, 26.
Okay.
Ryan Grigson of the Colts, 25, down from number 11 last
wow.
year.
So they're just basing this off of last year's record alone, then, sounds like.
It says Ryan Grigson is destined to end up the story of one player. The question is whether it will be Andrew Luck or Trent Richardson. So he's had one home run, which fell into his lap, obviously, and he's had one huge mistake. But I don't know if 25 might be low considering that the team keeps winning.
Well, I would just say this, and as much as I'm not a fan of that roster.
Yeah.
8-8 last year without Andrew Luck. That's a damn good job by somebody. Even though it's a crap division and maybe that translates into 6-10 or 5-11 in another division. I have to say, that's a pretty good effort. So whether that's Grigson or I think it's more Chuck Pagano, even though I don't think he's a great coach. That's the thing. I don't think Grigson's very good. I don't think Pagano's that great. But how do you not look at that and say, damn, that's a pretty good record for not having Andrew Luck?
They did all right.
And, so somebody's responsible for
they've
that.
They've made some missteps. The Bjorn Warner was a misstep. Andre Johnson, bringing him in, that was a miss. I mean, they've had some bad decisions, but they somehow tend to stay competitive no matter what, which I think you should give some credit to. 24, Trent Baalke of the 49ers.
Too high.
I think that's too high for me as well.
And apparently he's already feuding with Chip Kelly.
You
could see that coming. That's two world-class a-holes there.
Dave Caldwell, Jacksonville.
Too high. I would put Tannenbaum ahead of him.
They are.
And I would put Dimitroff ahead of him.
They're making some moves. You know, they found. It looks like they found a quarterback, but Luke Jokel's a bust. Marquise Lee's no good. Like they, a bunch of the guys that they've taken just haven't worked out. 22, Jason Light of the Bucks.
Okay.
21, Jerry Reese of the New York Football Giants.
Okay.
If you'd done this list 3 years ago, where would he have been?
Yeah, he's five at worst.
Ryan Pace is the Bears at 20.
Seems a little high to me.
This is his – remember, he's only had 1 year with that team. And I think he might be turning it around.
Yeah, but that's harder to judge than – to me, Howie Roseman's easier to judge than him.
Mickey Loomis of the Saints at 19, down from 10 last year.
You know what? I think that's maybe a little high considering how badly he screwed up that cap situation there.
Les Snead, 18 of the Rams. Doug Whaley of the Bills, 17.
Okay.
Right where he was last year.
All right, so 16. I'm just going to guess because it's the Texans and they're always 16. 16 will be Rick Smith, Houston Texans.
Reggie McKenzie of the Oakland Raiders.
Really?
Last year's ranking 25. They're starting to respect what he's doing there in Oakland.
I respect what he's doing. Yeah, I like what that guy's doing with that team.
Number 15, Jerry and Steven Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
So we're counting both of them?
Yeah, they work together on that job.
Add them both together. Okay, that seems about fair.
Scott McLaughlin of the Washington Redskins at 14, which that's high considering he's had 1 year.
Yeah, that is high.
Kevin Colbert of the Steelers, 13.
That's a little low for me. Because those guys are always competitive. They're always getting players out of the draft, even if their first round pick doesn't hit, their second or third round pick does. That's too low. Sorry.
Number 12, Mike Maccagnan of the Jets.
That's too high for a guy with 1 year.
And for a guy who hasn't signed his quarterback yet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Number 11, John Dorsey of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Seems about right.
And you'll notice I've not mentioned the Houston Texans yet, and we're into the top 10.
Oh, my God. You've got to be joking me.
Number 10. Rick Smith of your Houston Texans. He says he's done a lot more good than harm, bringing aboard J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, and Bill O'Brien in the past 5 years. He knows talent. The Texans have only had 3 losing seasons in 10 years on his watch. If Smith has a concern, it's O'Brien's increasing influence. Planting the Bill Belichick banner in Houston, O'Brien has fast become one of the NFL's biggest coaching personalities. He stocked his shelf with fellow Patriots expats and rounded out his roster with Pat's vets like Wilfork, Hoyer, and Mallett. Interesting, it's Mallett, the least impactful of O'Brien's Patriot additions, who provided the biggest flashpoint between Smith and his coach when he missed the flight in Week 7. O'Brien wanted to cut him immediately. Smith wanted to wait. O'Brien got his way, perhaps previewing the result of a power struggle that's beginning to appear inevitable. If Smith wants to maintain his influence in Houston, he may have to be okay with O'Brien continually diminishing it.
Is that like 3 bottles of Jack Daniels he's wheeling by
yes,
there?
Yes, he is.
He should stop. Someone should tell that man. One of those bottles should stay here.
Number 9, Rick Spielman of the Minnesota Vikings. He's up from 15 last year. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Dave Gettleman of the Panthers at number 8.
Okay.
Steve Kelm of the Cardinals at 7.
Okay.
Ted Thompson of the Packers at 6.
I have no problem with any of these so far.
Marvin Lewis, Duke Tobin, Mike Brown, the triumvirate that runs the Bengals, is at number 5.
That might be a little high for me. I mean, they've done a good job putting talent together, but they still haven't won a playoff game.
Ozzie Newsome of the Ravens at 4.
Okay.
John Schneider of the Seahawks is number 3. John Elway, number 2. And Bill Belichick of the Patriots, number 1.
I don't really have any beef at all with 9 on down. I think, and maybe it's just because we've seen all the things that Smith has done, good and bad, that I find it hard to believe that he's... But if you look at, especially recent years, the 2-14 season was pretty bad. But 4 out of 5 years with a winning record, 3 playoff appearances in 5 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't know if it's top 10 good.
Yeah.
But it is pretty good. So
I think John Schneider, I'd still have him ahead of John Elway.
I think I would, too.
I mean, the way that... The Seahawks run because they draft better than anybody.
Right.
I mean, the Seahawks are the best drafting team in the NFL over the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, and the other two teams that I think draft consistently well, and it was sort of reflected in those rankings. I think the Vikings have drafted extremely
well. They've done a good job.
And I also think the Packers historically draft very well.
I think the Ravens do too.
Yeah.
That's why Ozzie Newsome is still up there, even though they've had some downtime on the field. People still have a good respect for
him. He can't draft a wide receiver to save his life.
He cannot.
If I were him, I would pay somebody to
Although we drafted one who missed a season with injury. We'll see if that,
yeah,
if that
works out. Every time they've drafted one, it hasn't worked out.
They have not had success. Well, Torrey Smith's been pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, not great, obviously, but he was all right.
Yeah, but I mean, they've invested a lot in that position.
Yes.
They just haven't invested the way the Lions did for all those years.
Right.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. And Houston Can Academies is a terrific place. They take at-risk kids who have either dropped out of other schools or about to drop out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these kids, if they didn't get through Houston Can Academy, who knows where they'd be. They might be in jail, might even be dead. They go here, they get a second chance. They get an opportunity to learn. And so many of them go on to do great, great things. And they work around their schedules, and they help them out. And that's why they need your donation. And your donation is simple. They just take whatever vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. If you've got something you're not using, whether it's a car or a Jeep or, you know, even a boat, they'll take anything. They'll come tow it free of charge. They'll take care of all the paperwork. It's tax deductible. You're going to get a tax donation out of it, and you're going to do a great thing. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, guess what else you're going to get? Astros tickets. That's right. They're going to take care of you. Because you're taking care of them. This is your chance to get rid of something you're not using anymore. Do something really good for kids who could really use your help and for just a great, great organization. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And just as a follow-up on that list, I think he's getting a lot of credit for signing Osweiler.
Yeah.
It was one of the reasons why he's moved up so far. Hey, can I tell you something cool I'm going to do next Wednesday?
Yeah?
It's going to make one soon-to-be former, or maybe he is former, I don't know. I don't know when he was leaving. Radio host very jealous.
Okay.
I'm having lunch with Coach Tom Herman.
Are you really?
Well, not really. I'm emceeing the Touchdown Club's University of Houston luncheon with Coach Tom Herman. Which is noon next Wednesday at the JW Marriott. And if you want tickets, they're $50 each. You can get a whole table for $500 with 10 seats. We're very happy to partner up with the Touchdown Club, and I'm looking forward to emceeing that event because it's a UH event, and, you know, I'm a UH honk. All you have to do to get tickets for it, go to touchdownclub.org, or you can call my good friend Neil Farmer, who is Executive Director, at 713-849-9860 to get tickets. So if you want to have lunch with me and Tom Herman and hear the coach speak, next Wednesday at the JW Marriott.
Good for you.
So I'm looking forward to that. That ought to be fun, and I'm sure there will be some Nick Wright jokes in there in my monologue. So see how it goes. I love doing those events, and I especially love doing them when it's UH. I've done several. Did one with Coach Strong last year at UT. That was a lot of fun. So, come check it out. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 281 says, Hoffman on Hollywood update AMC theaters to not allow texting after backlash from the movie industry. I'm glad somebody stepped up and said something. Because
can't have that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I get, and it's so funny because I was talking, it's millennials. Dude, it's everybody. My wife cannot go anywhere without her face on the phone. And we actually have to have a deal where one night a week, if we go out to dinner or something, no looking at the phones. Everybody does it. So I don't blame that on the millennials. I do it.
I'm bad about it myself.
So are you. We all do. I don't do it in theaters. I know where not to do it. But when I get home, if I'm sitting there, like tonight, I'll be watching Banshee and flipping over to the hockey. I'll be checking my phone constantly. I'm going to have my face in it. And I don't know that that's all that good for us. At some point, you need to step away from it a little bit. I admit I'm addicted to it as much as anybody. Man, and it was so long before I got an iPhone, and once I did, man, I can never go back.
No.
So, anyway.
Dallas Keuchel back on the mound.
Okay.
The home unbeaten streak on the line.
Against the Tigers.
Against the Tigers, one of the best lineups in baseball.
A Tigers team you and I both like quite a bit this year.
Yep. And who's off to a hot start, particularly a former Astro, J.D. Martinez, who's hitting .433 so far this season.
That guy has been nothing but a beast since he left Houston.
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, what is it? Is it hitting coaches? I mean,
maybe it is, because
that guy turned into a monster.
And sometimes you just need a change of scenery. And also, I think what helps him, when he first got there, remember the lineup they had here when he was here.
It was awful.
And
but it was awful, and they were hitting him seventh in it.
Yeah,
that lets you know that they didn't really know what they had.
No, but then he gets there, and he's surrounded by great hitters. He's seeing better pitches, and sometimes it's as simple as that, and you get confident. And, I mean, the guy always had a great swing.
Yeah.
I always loved his – I loved his bat. I loved the way I loved the way he made contact. He could spread the ball around, but he just didn't do it consistently because none of those guys did when he was here.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised to see him have this kind of success. And we see this a lot of times with young players. They struggle, and then all of a sudden either a change of scenery or a change of hitting coach, something turns them around. But that guy's been a player ever since he left.
Well, the Astros 0-2 in series so far this season.
0-3, aren't they?
Well, they lost the first series and then just this Royal series. They've only played
Milwaukee.
Two series, right?
No, they lost in Milwaukee. Lost 2 out of 3 there.
Okay, that was the first series, right?
No, Yankees was the
first
series.
Oh, yeah, Yankees. They did lose 2 out of 3. Yeah, so they're 0-3 in series. So you always say 10-game stretches, right?
I do say that.
We've had a 10-game stretch. No concerns yet?
No, not really. I'm seeing some – let me give you their records after 10 games over the last few seasons.
Okay.
Last year, 4-6.
Okay.
2014, 4-6. 2013, 4-6. Now, these teams were bad.
So it's no indicator because they're
2012, 4-6. Last year, they were 3-7.
When's the last time they had a winning record the first 10 games of the season?
2006. You know what was going on in 2006? I was still working in newspapers in 2006.
Yeah.
6-4 they started. So I'm not too concerned yet, but as 10-game increments go, they're not playing anywhere near what their potential is. And part of that is I'm looking at, okay, they had two road trips, and then they played the best team in baseball. I would have liked for them to have gotten a split in that series, as I said before the series. But you know what? They do need to win a series here. And
the problem is the only guy showing up with a bat lately seems to be Jose Altuve.
Yeah, the little guy is raking. Nobody else is.
White started out hot. He's kind of cooling down a little bit.
Which is what you expected.
I mean, listen, Correa is hitting .300. I mean, Colby Rasmus is hitting .300, which you couldn't have asked for. But they're not putting anything together. They're not – it's not – the offense doesn't look like it did last year.
Actually, it kind of does. Because remember, they went through stretches like this.
That's true.
And then they went through stretches where they'd score 10 runs, 8 runs, 6 runs, and then they'd go back to this. That's part of the that's part of their makeup with the lineup that they have. Is that they're going to do this? They're going to go through stretches like this, and they could very well go out and score 8 runs tonight, and win the game, and do the same thing Saturday or Sunday, and you know, or they could just continue to do what they're doing. This was kind of what they were last year. The big difference is they had that stretch where they won 10 in a row or whatever it was that got them well over .500, and then they were pretty much a .500 team after that.
Yeah,
and I think that's what it's going to take again, I expect that will happen at some point because their bats will get hot. What you hope is that the pitching doesn't go full McHugh when that happens, like
right.
It did against the Yankees. 9-3-6 brings up a real good point.
Getting McCullers back, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's going to be big. And I you know how much I like that guy. I think his upside is incredible. And, I mean, even his current side is pretty damn
right.
good.
And we're still probably a couple weeks from that. And, you know, if this injury isn't... If it doesn't change him, then
I hope it'll
be all right.
I hope it's not one of those things that's going to linger. 9-3-6 says, same story with Chris Davis and the Rangers. They tried 10 times to bring him up, then trade him to Baltimore, and he leads the league in homers.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, it happens to every team. So, Cowboy Bill says...
Although Chris Davis, he was He's not doing anything way different than he was doing in Texas. He was, I mean, Texas just got tired of him striking out so much. I mean, yeah. That guy is a, he's a better Chris Carter, is what Chris Davis
is. He is, and you have to, and if you're going to have a player like that on your team, you got to commit to him and just leave him out there and say, all right, we know he's going to strike out, but he's also going to get hot and hit a bunch of home runs. Cowboy Bill says, Giles has been crap and Velasquez and Appel look great. That trade is going to be a total disaster.
It's early.
We're 10 games into the season, and, you know, yeah, after 10 games, if that's what we're going to do and judge it, sure, terrible trade.
Yeah.
But in reality, let's talk about this in June. If Giles' ERA is over 7 and he's not getting, you know, he's not doing what they brought him in here to do.
And Velasquez is still mowing dudes down.
Yeah. And I said this yesterday, and, of course, it got us called clowns and fools and stupid, which, you know, again, I think we are, but,
right.
You know, it's Velasquez was the one guy in that trade I did not want to see included. I liked him. I thought that gave you some insurance at the back end of your pitching rotation. That's a guy you could use in the bullpen. I thought his upside was terrific. I liked the live arm. I liked the movement on the ball. And I was okay with everything else they gave up. That one, I was like, that hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
Brian asked, do you think there will be any kind of cheering for J.D. Martinez by Astros fan at Minute Maid tonight?
No, it's not, again, because he wasn't like a beloved Astro when he was here. He was just a guy.
And you know what? When he was here, there were 400 people in the stands.
That's true.
Because that's when they were winning 60 games.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think people look at him and say, oh, gosh, J.D., we love you. I don't think it's like Hunter Pence was when he left.
Pence was a fan favorite. That's a difference.
Yeah, and that team was bad that he was on, but they loved him. He was the one player they had.
Yeah.
J.D. Martinez wasn't very good when he was here. That's why he's not here anymore. Because that's the kind of player you would have kept and built around that.
No doubt.
If he had performed, you would have had him and Altuve as your guys that you're kind of building around instead of just Altuve. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Only about 1 hour and 11 minutes from 50 Cent Beer. So if you want to get your drink on, this is the place to do it. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. That's simple. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. 713 says a slow start is equivalent to an 0-1 start in football. If that, no need to panic. Yeah, it's about that because there's 162 games, and there's 16 NFL games, so I'm not good at math, but that's pretty close.
Yeah.
So it is the equivalent. Well, if they were 0-10, it would be the equivalent of an 0-1 start. And I think the thing is with baseball.
Well, but the reality is if they do this, if they have, you know, nine of these 10 game stretches, they won't make the playoffs.
Right, exactly. And that's why.
So it is. It's a losing week. It's 0-1, they're 0-1.
Pretty much, yeah. But I think they can. The difference is it's real easy to go 9-1 in one of these two and
that's not
and turn
easy.
It around. I did it last year, and that's the thing. I think you just kind of sit back, and I know a lot of people are just getting back into baseball, and you forget. Well, they do it with basketball, too. You overreact every game because, you know, that's what you do. I tend to take it all in trends. And right now, yeah, they're not trending really well, but I'm not too worried about it. I think there's reasons to look at it and say, when the bats get hot, they'll be fine. So we didn't talk about this, but our good buddy Tubby Smith has bailed on Lubbock.
Yep.
Going to Memphis, which I know Tech fans not going to want to hear this, but for basketball, that's a better job.
I agree. I think what's even more strange is that Texas Tech already found a replacement for him. And if you're unfamiliar with the new coach, Chris Beard, you will probably remember him as the guy who was hired by UNLV 5 days ago.
Yeah.
So he took a job. 5 days later, he's leaving UNLV for Texas Tech.
Yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't buy those Beard jerseys just yet, because he was at Arkansas Little or Angelo State. He's been to, this is what, third school in a year.
Yeah,
he was at Angelo State from 2013 to 2015. Arkansas Little Rock last year. Left last month for the UNLV job, and now he's headed to Tech.
Yeah.
So, okay, now it may be one of those things where Tech was a job he wanted, but it wasn't open. I don't know, but that's that's weird. But
his daughters live 2 hours from the Texas Tech campus, which I'm guessing they still have some kind of ties to Angelo still,
yeah,
or Abilene Christian where he worked before. I mean, this is a guy who, if you remember, Chris Beard a long time ago, I want to say even pre TJ Ford, was at Texas as an assistant. So he's a Texas guy. He's got a lot of Texas roots, but I just think it's a bad look to take that job and then 5 days later,
yeah, it really is,
bail out.
That's not something that, yeah, because if you fail at this job, it that does make it harder for you to get another head coaching job, because guys will just say, well, you know, what if we hire you and you're here for 5 days? We don't want that.
Yeah.
Mike says, 10 games in, Springer looks like a dumpster fire. Did you see that error last night? Could be because of those bright-ass lights. The lights are unnecessarily bright, really diminished my experience and that of those around me. I have not been out there yet this year. I don't recall that being an issue last year.
So. I don't either.
Serious question from David.
I'm not high on Springer. I've said that all along. I think he's a roster filler. I don't think he's ever going to be the superstar that people thought he was going to be.
I don't think he'll be that good, but I think he can be an above average major league player.
Okay.
And right now he's not that.
I think he's going to be an average major league player. Okay. I think he's going to be a guy who he's not going to be a guy who hurts you to have in the lineup. But I don't think that you're going to talk about him as like, oh, this guy, he's our guy. This is one of our key factor guys. I just don't think he's that.
I think that's the upside you were hoping for.
Right.
But at this stage of his career, he's not a young player anymore.
No, he is what – I mean, you're not going to see a lot of improvement from him. Like, Correa, you should see – ideally, you should see him improving every year because he's not even into his prime yet.
Right.
George Springer is—he's around the age where he should be what he is, and I think last year was maybe what he is. Which, I mean, listen, he's not bad, but he's not.
Well,
he's not what—he's not what he was sold to us as.
I think, like
a cornerstone guy.
What we need to see out of him is a full season, because he's been like most major league players, very streaky. We haven't seen his hot streak yet, and we need to see a full season, and then I think it'll be easier to look back and say, you know what. He's just an average guy. Or, you know, he's an above-average player. He's not a superstar. I think that's kind of where he is. It's going to be one of those two things. He's just very average or, yeah. David, I have a serious question. How is bingo not considered gambling? There's no skill in that. It is considered gambling, but it's one of those things that, because churches did it for all those years, it's, yeah.
And I think they still give a certain portion of their money to some kind of charities or something,
yeah,
like that. That's the way
it works.
Well,
the lottery is considered gambling.
Yep.
That's the worst form of gambling in terms of your return.
If you grease the right wheels.
Yeah, I don't want to get started on this. The whole thing basically is political. And if you know, what some people consider gambling is evil and we're terrible people for doing it, and yet there's plenty of things that are perfectly legal that are far worse and require far less skill. But, you know, oh, bingo's nice. It's old ladies. Churches do it.
I played bingo.
Did you?
Yeah, I guess it was last year. But for some reason I was like, I want to go play bingo. I want to see if I can win some money. And I didn't. And bingo is way more expensive than you would project.
Oh, yeah. Whenever we go to Cushada and I go to play poker, the wife goes in the bingo thing. And I'll go in there and she'll have like 8 cards,
yeah,
and she's doing all the dabbing and everything.
$60.
Yeah, and I don't know how much it costs.
I got to play it like church socials where it's like $5 a card or something, because if you go to the bingo hall, they gouge you on that stuff, man. But they have, like, and the good thing about bingo now is they have a machine. And that's what I bought. I just bought a machine, and it had a bunch of cards on it. And when the number came up, it just filled out all the cards on your machine. I mean, there's no, you lose the fun of, like, going around with the stamp.
Yeah, I kind of like, I mean, there's got to be some participation, right?
Right, but it makes it, I didn't care about that. I just wanted to win.
Well, I guess if you've got 20 cards, that's much better.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of, you know, oh, you have to actually hunt and peck for this thing. And then, you know, have the old man up there going, B, Tan. I like that. All right. I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds the Clowns caller calls you back today after the Real Astros talk? Well, he can call back all he wants, but we're not taking any phone calls because we're on location today. So, he's welcome anytime. He hates Jesus. That's, you know.
He won't admit that.
No, but.
We know he does.
Yeah, he does.
We know it to be true.
If you hate Jesus, that's pretty much explains why you're being that way to us. All right, very quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Just leave me alone.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.